Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I want you to holler at me, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're a little scared, I understand you may have a little trepidation, like, I can't be calling on the air, I ain't ready for all that. Email your boy. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. You email me, I will read your questions, comments, concerns. Even if you dissing me. Maybe. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Also, hey, go to our Smooth Drama page on Facebook. Tell me what's on your mind. You know, we get a lot of good discussions going on up in the Smooth Drama Facebook group, and if you're not part of it, I want you to be a part of it. Just come on, dive in. We looking forward to hearing from you. We're like 200 deep and growing. Holla at your boy. Anywhere Smooth Drama can be found, just Google. I'm Googleable, as I like to say. Google me, Smooth Drama. You find Smooth Drama, hit me up, add me. We can talk a taste on it, because I'm a talk a taste kind of guy. Speaking of talking a taste, you know, I like to talk about the things that crazy people do, but sometimes I say the crazy things that people do, because there is a distinction. But sometimes, and I think we use different terms to call something what it's not. It's crazy. We can't be afraid to call folks what they are. When folks are crazy, or when crazy things happen, there's a difference. Case in point, the Cubs won the World Series. I can't believe I said that. I mean, yeah, anything is possible, right? Anything is possible. The Cubs won the World Series. In the exact same year that the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA title. I don't think anybody in their right mind could say, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Anybody, somebody in the chat room, email, call me and say, yeah, you knew in 2016 that the Cavaliers was going to win the NBA title. We know you didn't believe that shit. And then, on top of it, the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. I'm like, shit. The world, something about to happen. The aliens are showing up before 2016 is over. Something. I mean, so when we talk about this, well, hey, is it improbable that Trump wins? Is it? The Cubs won the World Series. Once again, you was not expecting that. Nobody was expecting that. And that just happened. Shake and bake. Cavs won. Nobody expected that. That happened. So to say that Trump is going to win is not really that big of a shot. It's not really that big of a shock. I'm just saying. So we talking about things that crazy people do. I mean, the fact that, what, he's even in the race, he beat all the other candidates. I'm like, you had to be an awful candidate to lose to a guy that supposedly everybody hates. It's either that or there are a lot of crazy people in America. I'm thinking you would agree with that last one, right? Then you start talking about how bad is Hillary Clinton, because I keep saying it, where she's even close. She's even close to this cat. Quite possibly the worst candidate ever. I mean, these two together, they freaking frack. Craziness. But hey, I'm going to leave that alone. I am going to talk about some crazy thing that happened. Oh, and I had to double check it. I had to triple check it. There was a fire in the Tokyo hospital when a woman who was having surgery, she farted and started a fire in the operating room. I'm sorry. But they were using a laser on her cervix, and apparently she passed gas that was then ignited by the laser, and the fire burned most of her body, waist, and legs. And I guess according to the report about the incident, there were no flammable materials in the operating room during the surgery, and that the equipment was functioning normally. And so I guess when her intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operating room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser, and the burning spread, and it reached the surgical drape and caused the fire. Now, you know, we always hear that joke, right? Pull my finger, I fart, and I'll cause a fire up in here. And this lady, in her sleep, dropped like the real bomb. Like, I started a fire with my guy. I mean, unfortunately, she burned her body, you know, waist and legs, and most of her body. But it's like, I don't want to laugh, but that's a lethal ass gas. When she started a real fire with her gas, like human gas. She can't come over. I'd be like, man, I can't. You know, I got gas stove. I got gas heater. My pilot light on. Her ass is walking by. She cut gas and my shit explodes. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I've been laughing at this for like 3-4 hours now. I can't. Whew. I'm trying. It's trying times here. I'm going to move on. I just, when you cut gas and start a real fire, that is special. It's not crazy, but it is crazy. But what I couldn't believe, there's you can call it racial, there's a black woman in New York who, she's suing the resorts World Casino in Queens, New York, after a slot machine indicated she won $43 million, but they gave her a steak dinner. I mean, she took a selfie with it, all that. The casino personnel and security, they escorted her off the floor and told her to return the next day for the decision regarding her jackpot. When she returned, a casino rep told her she had won nothing because the machine malfunctioned. And a message on all machines states, malfunctions void all pays and plays. So Instead, they offered her a steak dinner. And now you think about this. They said it malfunctioned. Now, it's not malfunctioning when it's taking your money. It's only malfunctioning when you win. When you win, it's malfunctioning. When you lose, it's working correctly. So she, of course, is suing him. Now, the attorney was like, hey, the casino should at least dole out the machine's supposed maximum payout, which is $6,500. And the outlets noted that the New York State Gaming Commission said that Bookman has a right to just $2.25 in winnings. See? So when I talk about Craig, one, I'm like, I mean, she's good. Although I know you acting black and acting crazy, you black and you acting crazy in the casino, yeah, you'll probably get shot. But I'm just saying though, don't have it say printing cash ticket $43,949,672.76. Don't let the machine say that, and then don't let the machine print the ticket out. You know, I mean, beyond celebration, I mean, you understand the stuff that she probably did that night in lieu of her winning $43 million? She probably broke off like 8-9 dudes. I ain't trying, you know, I'm just saying. She probably did a lot of things that she wouldn't have done. You know, when they say you won $43 million, there's some things that you do and you say that you probably wouldn't say if you hadn't won $43 million. I'm just saying. And for them to take that away, and then she probably, well, she's unemployed, but she probably told whoever about themselves that night. Like, there was some dude probably waiting on her, and she, you ain't, I don't even know why I'm talking to your broke ass. Don't ever come back. Don't ever call me ever again. You know, probably went through all that. She probably went down her hate list and shot daggers. Only she got to take them daggers back. And you're looking at, oh, she may get the maximum payout of $6,500. Even though they're saying, oh, well, you're right to just $2.25 in winnings. Man, see, fucking casinos. This is why you don't go to casinos. You can win, and they're like, nah, you ain't winning. Get that shit. They're real good because I couldn't have been that good. There is no way in hell I could have let that one go. But hey, some people, they just roll like that. But I would be remiss if I did not, because that was another crazy situation. But now I'm going to talk about a crazy person. Meta World Peace, the artist formerly known as Ron Artest, the gift that keeps on giving as far as stupid, ignorant things that he can say. I mean, he did all the ignorant stuff, and as an Indiana Pacers fan, I will always hold him in my heart with utter contempt for him messing up my team and making sure that the best team that we had no shot at even playing for the NBA championship. Thank you, Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace. Whatever. You suck. Anyway, this dude, he said he was spooked over the weekend because ghosts touched him inappropriately. Apparently, he stayed at the Skirvin Hotel. And so there's speculation about this hotel. It's so strong that Lakers player Lou Williams and Larry Nance Jr. booked rooms at another hotel rather than deal with any possible sightings. And so Meta World Peace said that the ghosts were all over me. I just accepted it. They touched me all over the place. I'm taking one of the ghosts to court for touching me in the wrong places. He said why he didn't run away was because I was watching a good movie and I was tired. I didn't want to move. Yeah. Ron Artis, a.k.a. Meta World Peace. I got played with by the ghost, and I just let it happen. Okay. Whew. That dude. So, do you think he's crazy? I think he's crazy. Maybe you don't. I don't know. It doesn't matter. At this point, I need a break. This is Clay Creation. It spreads.
Stomach hit a hunger. Play top five niggas alive behind. did Pac 9 and Jay. See, I'm a product of Pine Boys, Andre, and Kanye. Mix that with Ghostface, Raekwon, and Fonte. I am not a real hip-hop state. Can you do me a favor? If you disrespect the legends, don't expect me to be quiet. I can eat you with a bar, can't nobody say it. I don't describe the rap if you shit for a potato. And that ain't disrespect to all my music bloggers. Being hype beats played out like leather joggers. I came to bring the pain. Most high syllable lessons learned from Big Daddy Kane. Sensei taught the student dive drops from the rain. Sensei taught the students well, we see some pain. Yo, listen, wicked and inspired. My holiness has declined. Inclined to let the blessings of my flesh into my mind. I'm trying to find God. I'm trying to find peace. But homie, most importantly, I'm trying to find me.
Together you guys, ooh, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Clay Creation. It spreads. Coming from my balls edition. Now, of course, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Please call me. Say hi. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. It's like that that hairy monster from the Bugs Bunny movie. I want you to call me, email me, because I want to hold you and squeeze you and love you while I'm patting you on the head. Your head is falling and your body is bouncing. You have to be older to have seen them cartoons. It was funny. If you know what I'm talking about, it's just funny for no reason whatsoever. Maybe you'll see it. Maybe you won't. Doesn't matter. I thought it was funny. Anyway, going into my favorite part of the show, well, one of my favorite segments, this is Dumbass of the Week. Yeah, you may know this cat. Some of y'all might even own a CD or two of his. Lil Wayne, he came out and said he doesn't know what Black Lives Matter is. He was on Nightline and, you know, he came talk about his music, his success, and his feelings about race in America. So, you know, they asked him, you know, how he felt about things. He said he doesn't feel connected to the Black Lives Matter movement. He goes on to say, what is it? What do you mean? That just sounds weird. When he was asked about Black Lives Matter, he goes on to say, and I quote, I don't know that you put a name on it. It's not a name. It's not. Whatever, whatever. If somebody got shot by a policeman for a fucked up reason, he goes on to say, I'm a young, black, rich motherfucker. If that don't let you know that America understands black motherfuckers matter these days, I don't know what it is. That man, white, he filming me. I'm an N-word. I don't know what you mean, man. Don't come at me with that dumb shit, man. My life matter, especially to my bitches. Lil Wayne, his life matters, especially to his bitches. Who's all in line want to buy the next Lil Wayne album? Somebody? Anybody? Speak up. Forever hold your peace. Black folks, y'all won't buy the album, right? No? Oh, man. y'all selling out. I don't even understand it. They don't want to buy that Lil Wayne album. Black Lives Matter to him. Especially when he figures out what it is. Because, you know, his life matters. Especially to his bitches. I'm like, I'm guessing that made his bitches feel good. Right? I mean, if you're one of Lil Wayne's bitches, you like, he gave me a shout out. Girl, you know he was talking about me. I'm his number one bitch. I'm the bottom bitch. Woo! Yeah. That's your man. I'm just saying. Do you remember Belly? That's your man. So if you got that little... I mean, I had to go through my stuff. Like, you know what? I can't even listen to this cat. It's like, you can't even acknowledge black folks. I can't even listen to you. I had to delete. I think I got like 2 songs of his. It's like, I'm out. I ain't buying them though. But I acquired them legally. Just in case if you're listening, music police. I acquired them legally. Yeah. My homie let me borrow them. Anyway. Hater of the week. At a University of Wisconsin game this Saturday, a couple pairs of football fans showed up with a Barack Obama mask and a noose wrapped around its neck. The person in the Obama mask wore a black and white jailhouse suit, and they later swapped the mask of Obama for one of Hillary Clinton. And then the companion wore a mask of Donald Trump. And some a bystander tweeted a photo of the costume with the words, "This is racism. Why would this allowed into the stadium?" Now, think of this for a second. You know, they said that, according to the university, the fan carrying the noose was asked to remove the offensive parts of the costume after it was reported to guest services. They said, but because the fans were exercising their right to free speech, they were not asked to leave. Now, let's just backtrack a little bit. Earlier this week, we talked about a singer 7 who they didn't allow her to sing the national anthem because she wore a shirt that said, "We matter." You can't even sing the racist song if you got a shirt that says, "Hey, we matter. Treat us right." These cats come in, and you know they had that on walking in the door. They didn't come in with it in a backpack. They rolled in with the goddamn suit on. The Obama mask with the noose around the neck. You know they did. And whoever let them in thought the shit was funny. Ha ha, Wisconsin. Ha ha ha! Woo! That's some funny stuff there, boy! Woo! Woo! Hey, doggy! And then they were later filmed exiting wearing the Trump and Clinton masks. You know? Now, I mean, hey. That's hate to me. I guess maybe there's like a test, you know, it looks like hate, sounds like hate, feels like hate, then it's probably hate. You know, I guess one man's hate is another man's comedy, right? Whoo! Now, you think about that for a second. They were allowed in. And they were exercising their free speech. You ain't got to take that off. Now, mind you, if I go in to a place, now you imagine me and the homie G Spot, we just roll up into the stadium, and we would have had like a mask of Ronald Reagan and a noose around the neck. We might not have made it out of the parking lot without getting shot with the sniper. They would have set us up like, yeah, this dude's got Ronald Reagan on the noose. We got to kill him. Or any of them racist presidents. I mean, we could pick George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, any one of them. So if we would have done that, would we have been allowed in the stadium? I'm guessing hell no. Ronald Reagan, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Lincoln, wouldn't matter. Put the noose around any one of them necks. Hell no, you can't get in. You crazy as hell. Probably would have been arrested. Probably would have been tasered. If not shot. But hey. I'm wrong. You know, another case in point. An Oregon law professor placed on administrative leave after wearing a costume that included blackface to a Halloween party that was attended by the faculty and students. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about an 18, 19-year-old party. We're talking about an old-ass law professor. Who thought, ha ha, man, that'd be killing him. Put that black face on like he don't know. And people ask me why I'm apathetic about the election. And like, I'm like, shit, I hope Trump wins. I say that with my heart and soul because I'm like, maybe if Trump wins, half this shit won't happen. I know people would be like, whoa, he's so racist. But I'm like, look, we're in America. We've had, and I will keep saying, we've had racist, super racist presidents. Ronald Reagan. George Washington. I can name pretty much all the presidents rolling up who had slaves. Everybody who, signed that Declaration of Independence, there was all but one of them that owned slaves. All but one. Now you think of how crazy that is. All but one person who signed the Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal except for y'all. Make me some chicken. But if I put that noose around his neck, this dude wearing blackface. Maybe if I did the whole Klansman with the noose around his neck, if I had like a doll of a Klansman and I just had it on my back and with the noose and I'm just walking around with it, maybe folks would. I don't know. How would they react to that? Probably not favorably. Favorably. But hey, what can you say? Law professor. Not young college student. Law professor. I mean, shit. There was a Massachusetts cop's wife who faked the robbery. Saying it was Black Lives Matter. What? Black Lives Matter. She faked a robbery. I don't need to say their name, because they ain't shit. But they faked a robbery. blamed it on Black Lives Matter. Now, you know, and you know, when I started off the show talking about crazy, sometimes you just have to say folks is crazy, and then evil. There's no split personality disorder. They'll say they had a psychotic break or one of those things. No, they just evil. I mean, because let's just look at it like this. You hate, and this is what we're talking about here. You hate that black people would want to be treated equally and fairly like you're treated so much that you're like, you know what? I'm going to fake this robbery. I'm going to blame it on them. They hate us. We're cops. Da, 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 da. Got busted. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was, there's no excuse for it. You're going to break up your own stuff. You break your own stuff up. I mean, you know how hateful and evil you got to be to break up your own stuff, to blame it on somebody, not because you felt wrong by them, like they did something to you, but because, hell, they want to be treated equally. Shit. I mean, because that's basically what they were saying, right? Like, shit, ain't nobody being treated equally. We not gonna have that. Not in this household. So, you fake a robbery, break all your stuff up, mess up your own house. Just because you don't feel like black folks should not be shot, should be treated equally, should be treated human. It's like, I mean, what part of the game is that? Where you like, you know, black folks, y'all, we can't treat y'all like humans. It's going to hurt us too much to think of treating you like you're human. So we're going to fake some stuff. I mean, I can even talk about when we talk about crazy folks, and we'll just say evil. They're the cheerleaders who did the Trail of Tears, and it was on the poster. Say, people who know what the Trail of Tears were, when they walked the Native Americans from their lands in the South all the way across America, like walked them across. You know, majority of them died on the way. Walked them across the United States, like walked. Not like today you can get put on the train or the bus. It's like you walk. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever, I mean, I walked like a couple miles and I was like, well, damn, this is kind of tough. Now you imagine you're walking across states. It take a long time to drive across states. You're walking across states, the Trail of Tears, leaving your native land because somebody else said, yeah, it's ours. See, that's that special kind of hate. You can't even legislate it. It's like extra special. And, you know, to them, it's like a joke poster. Hey, Trail of Tears. We're going to give you the Trail of Tears. Like, ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, very funny, motherfucker. Anyway, I need to go on break because I just do. This is Buckshot and KRS-One. Cleanup crew. I think we need a cleanup crew.
Damn, man, look at you. call for somebody call for a cleanup crew. When you go to good and get any rubber, there's a bounty on your head. Guess who's the quicker finger rubber? Me. No mess on the scene, do it so fresh and so clean. Successfully clean, bad full of fuck, I defend the police. I'm real a para, show more than your dandruff. When I aim at your head and shoulders, I'm the sword on the street that melts the snow up that mess you don't. When I royally flush it down without the help of poker, just a super soaker with soap to wash you up. Drug free, that might have went over your head, but y'all should start anyway. Rock is an oxy clean. Whoop the face of the rap scene, just watch me be with the arm and hammer of bacon. So the suckers don't come around here, no more bacon. Do it, no more snakes. I clean house like Jeff, like Krause, like Benson, with a semi. Who calls clean up? Get yourself cleaned up like a fiend in need help. Who needs drugs? Who you clean up? Clean house, make a clean break. Start over with a clean slate. We the clean up crew. Get washed and dry. The things may tag you with laundry night. Got the clean up crew. Every last old nigga is syphilis, waxed on, waxed on. Who calls the clean up crew?
I'm the janitor. I come to clean up quick. The mic is the mop. I clean the streets up quick, quick. I spit the disc. You'll get infected. I wipe out your whole crew and leave them lemon scented. The dragon is ancient. The mic is there. I'm daring you. Jump so I can answer that tear in you. Air in your crew. I'm air freshening you. Here's what KRS-One do. I'ma let you clean up your ass and team. But you front, I'ma throw you in an Irish spring. Dude, I'm the king like Martin Luther. You the loser like Bush.
Push that boom back and forth. Clean your ceiling, clean your walls. They don't feel you at all, dog. We're swiffer, then you beg to differ. We shine, you glitter, we nine on the brick. Listen.
I can't believe you trying to see me. I spit the gospel like BB and CeCe. First time I hear dude one see me, I get greedy, start grinning like hee. Then commence the firing, fire back, big boom. You be like, what kind of iron is that? No time to react, you just the type of rapper I've been dying to smack. I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that, but I told y'all before you just put
who called the clean up crew? Get yourself cleaned up like a beat in the air. Who needs drugs? Who you clean up crew? Clean house, make a clean break, start over with a clean slate. We the clean up crew. Get washed and dry, the things may tag you with laundry night. Got the clean up crew. Every last old nigga is syphilis, waxed on, waxed on.
Got a lot to gain, so I'ma make you share. Flows like water, bring the tide up to here. So crazy, my formula's 409. It's fantastic, you can go online and get it in LL. That spells all, I shout P-U-S-S-Y. That spells y'all. Look, BDI, I set the trend. And my voice caress your friends, so I did it again. They call me Mr. Clean, spreading joy in the scene. It's a new era that's fitted for your boy in the scene. Look, I'm a comet, a bomb so toxic you can praise for a breeze, but that's
who called the clean up crew? Get yourself cleaned up like a beat in the air. Who needs drugs? Who you clean up crew? Clean house, make a clean break, start over with a clean slate. We the clean up crew. Get washed and dry, the things may tag you with laundry night. Got the clean up crew. Every last dog nigger is syphilis, waxed on, waxed on. Who called the clean up crew?
Together you got Smooth Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was KRS-One and Buckshot. Clean Up Crew. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I would be remiss not to say that, give a shout-out to my Sacramento peeps. You know who you are. I know you're listening. I miss y'all up there and look forward to seeing you again. In the meantime, in between time, you know, we still on our crazy. What do crazy people do and why they do it theme for tonight. It seems like craziness out there. Now, I'm just going to say, right here in the Bay Area, the Millennium Condominium Tower, allegedly The builder violated the law by failing to disclose to the building settlements settlers that there was a problem a year, probably years before the unit came to market, where the building's sinking. Like, yeah, literally sinking into the ground. And they said that the developers from the Millennium Partners knew by 2008, a year before it started selling the condominiums, that the building had sunk almost 6 inches before they even started selling it. So, like, you're on the 16th floor. You're probably on the 15th floor now. And going down. And I guess if you're on the first floor, watch out, you're like underground. Like the Underground Railroad, only it's like the underground apartment. It's like you're in a bunker. Just saying. You think about people and how crazy and evil they are. How bad of a person are you when you know a building's sinking and you sell properties of that building? I get it. It's all about money. But I'm just saying, when is somebody going to bust a cap in these folks? Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm not going to say that I'm advocating violence. I'm just going to say this. If you sell me a piece of property and you knew that it was sinking, I'm coming for your ass. I'm saying maybe it won't be this year. Maybe it won't be next year. One of them years, I'm going to catch you slipping. I'm just saying. So, of course, there's a lawsuit by the building homeowners against the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. And they're actually building a new Transbay Transit Center next door. Evil. Pure and simple. Evil, evil, evil. But we talk about evil, and then we start talking about crazy. See, I say crazy because you expect things to be different, and it's not. Case in point. My Groundhog Day. Pope Francis says, and I quote Pope Francis, you know, everybody's favorite pope now. He's media friendly. He tweets and all this other stuff. He says, and I quote, "Women weren't meant for priesthood." No real explanation, but, you know, women weren't meant for priesthood. Yeah. I speculate. I'll tell you why. I say, ladies, because you have a vagina. And apparently, to be like a priest, you have to be a dick. Or literally have one. So, yeah. Now, King, and I asked this. In all fairness, I don't want to make light of people's faith or anything like that. But can you follow a faith, a religion, where fundamentally you are below them as a person? I mean, because when the tenets of religion says, hey, women, y'all can have babies. I mean, women, y'all can, and I've said this, and I will keep saying it, y'all can bleed for a week and not die. There's no man on earth that can do that. Crack open his spine and drop a 9-10 pound baby? Not happening. I mean, if it was up for men to get pregnant, for the human race to survive, we all some dying motherfuckers. The human race is going extinct. If men could get pregnant, because you would have dudes hiding out like hell no. I would be one of them in a cave somewhere. I'm never having sex ever again. I can get pregnant. Shit. I'm just saying. Y'all can do all that. But you can't talk about God to everybody else like men can. Just saying. Groundhog Day. Just in case, you know, people thought, oh, women live and women, you know, come a long way. No, you haven't. Not really. You can make a little bit more money nowadays, but still at the end of the day, you're not shit to them. Just saying. Just a thought. So, and I say crazy. Believing that religions and people who run religions actually respect you when they do not. You know, I mean, maybe if there were more women priests, there would be less less molestation of little boys. I don't know. Just a thought. Anyway. Oh, craziness. Another Groundhog Day. Something, I mean, first, Van Gogh, they came out and they were talking about the real reason Van Gogh cut his ear off. Because he crazy. He was crazy. Period. You know, they went through a whole dissertation about why a fiance showing up and all this other stuff. No, he was just crazy. At the end of the day, if you can grab your ear, doesn't matter how many drugs you have taken, if you can grab your ear and get a knife and cut your ear off, you're special and crazy. Crazy and special. We just gonna stick with crazy. Anyway, another Groundhog Day. One of my pet peeves, y'all know. Tomorrow is my would have been my nephew Alan Baker, his 26th birthday. Shot by the police out here in Sunnyvale. Not publicized, obviously. Not one of the ones anybody's marching about, but it happened. There was a man in Florida who the police arrested. He was naked. Now, he's driving around in his Toyota, driving slowly through the neighborhood with an electronic device with wires attached to his penis. Now, 56-year-old Kurt Jenkins, white man. Not now I'm trying to make it racial. I'm just saying, white man driving around in Boynton Beach, Florida. But ass naked with wires in his dick. And he's trying to get, he's in the same neighborhood now, just driving around slowly, asking dudes to try to get in the car, all that. And he asked the dude to get in the car, dude declined, took a photo of Mr. Jenkins. Wired up. And dude is still driving around. Slowly. Butt naked. With wires in his dick. Finally. And this is on during Halloween, by the way. The police stopped him. And he allegedly gets out of the car wearing a pair of red shorts. He refused to get on the ground, so one officer took him down by grabbing his wrist and utilizing what is described in the police report as a straight arm bar takedown, and he suffered facial injuries as a result. And there's pictures of him with facial injuries. Now, mind you, I mean, this is kind of a funnier story, but it's not. I don't take joy in telling this story, even though it was kind of funny when I read it. The fact that he's a white man driving around naked in a neighborhood where kids are trick-or-treating because it's on Halloween. He's driving around naked with wires protruding out of his penis. Dude takes a picture of him with his dick with wires and an electronic device. Yeah. He refused to get on the ground, resisting arrest, doesn't get shot. He gets taken down by an arm bar. Now, it's funny, but it's not. This is why I'm not a cop. Because, see, a guy like that, I'm shooting. If you're naked, if you're driving around naked in the neighborhood and you got wires in your dick, I'm like, you don't care about nothing. You got wires in your dick, I'm shooting. I'm just saying, you're a danger to me. Men with wires in their dick are dangerous to society. I'm just saying, right? Refusing to get down. I tell you, get down. You come out with your red shorts and you refuse to get down, and I seen you had pictures of wires in your dick, I'm shooting you. But he got the benefit of an arm bar. Now, we think about arm bar. How many unarmed black people have been shot and killed? And this dude is resisting arrest. We're talking about people not even resisting arrest getting shot. This dude is resisting arrest. He got an arm bar. That's it. The arm bar. All these countless names are dead. This dude, Mr. Jenkins, got an arm bar. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N word. And this, of course, was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.